The assembly voted 6-1 against adopting the ordinance that would have allowed, among other things, qualifying wooden pellet stoves that are fitted with electrostatic precipitators to burn during air quality alerts. But Assemblyman Lance Roberts, who introduced the ordinance in September and an amended version in October, said in an interview before the meeting that he expected it to go down to defeat.
We solved the problem a different way without having to amend it, so we're just going to kill it.
In fact, Roberts voted with the majority against the ordinance. Aaron Lajeski cast the only yes vote among the 7 members present. Catherine Dodge and Sean Tackey were absent. But Roberts says the measure was no longer necessary because of last week's assembly vote to begin testing the technology. If it proves effective in removing the PM2.5 particulates from wood and pellet stove smoke, that may provide a basis for future consideration.
If this test results positively, we'll be able to work those in for people in the future and maybe get closer to solving the problem than a lot of the other solutions that have been presented.
Those solutions include burn bans against operating wood stoves during air quality alerts and fines and penalties for violations. Roberts says the vote to begin borough testing of the technology also ensures it'll be part of the state implementation plan. The SIP includes, among other things, a list of actions the borough is undertaking in response to what the Federal Environmental Protection Agency calls a serious non-attainment of federal air quality standards. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is preparing the plan for the EPA.
This technology could be a great thing. We could be the first community, and then other communities could use that as the best available control measure.
Assemblyman Matt Cooper, who co-sponsored the resolution to test electrostatic precipitators, or ESPs, agrees that needs to be done first before the borough takes further action.
I think it's a great idea, and ESPs are a great idea, but it kind of puts the cart before the horse a little bit here. So we've been working with Mr. Roberts and the administration on how we can address that, starting with the resolution and getting this testing plan going.
Cooper urged support for the technology in an amendment he offered to a resolution considered later in Thursday's meeting that listed the issues the borough considers federal priorities. The assembly passed that measure by a 6-1 vote, this time with Roberts voting in the minority over his oppositions to its marijuana-related provisions. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.